Day program. Such a good day to be with you. I'm Doug. I'm Dudley. Doug and Dudley, same person. Here's Roberta or Robster. Nah.
What is it? Berta.
Berta. That's it, right. Berta. Have we solved the dilemma over the Queen of Sheep? Have we figured out what we want to call
this
you?
Dilemma?
Well, it seemed to have been a dilemma. We got sort of stuck on it yesterday. And I think I don't really care about whether we solve it or we don't, but some people seem to think that this is important. It's really amazing. And with all the discussion about the Redskins, you know, that whole hoopla about changing the name of the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, to whatever other suggestion. I don't even know what the other suggestions are. Ken Kessler is here. Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn. The issue, this has become one of those make-believe, made-up issues, in my mind anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden is there this big move to get the Redskins to change the name?
Because one guy's upset about it.
Yeah, right.
Well,
one guy.
It hasn't been all of a sudden. This has been growing for years. Every year, there's more and more calls for them to change the name.
Uh-huh. And how are they doing? Right. Actually getting some traction, you know, now, it would seem.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if there was, just think about it. If there was a team that had a ninja as their mascot, we would never call them the Yellowskins.
You sure?
Can you imagine that?
You might not.
But it used to be that Redskin wasn't a bad term. It just recently became derogatory.
Yeah.
And
no,
I would also argue that, I would also argue that having something, I know, having a team named after you is not derogatory to begin with. They're calling you fierce and mighty and great. Mm-hmm. They're not calling you like the, you know, the Redskin losers. They're calling you like, you know,
Redskins,
this is like the Redskins.
So do you think you... Would you be able to sell that to African Americans if you wanted to call the team the N-word?
I think the N-word was always derogatory.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, Redskins started out as derogatory, too. It started out exactly the same as the N-word. They were described as slave-worthy and as less value than white men.
Ken, are you pardoning me?
They were referred to as... No, I'm not.
I remember how many times did you ever get upset with me, Kenny, or anybody, when
probably.
I used to when there was a reference to Indians, I'd always go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, see, that's insensitive. I would argue with you that that is insensitive.
See, I think that's the difference between what Jennifer's saying. I'm just being silly, but some people were extraordinarily upset when I would do, whoa, 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 whoa. But you know what? Here's how this impacts all of us. I don't want to sit and watch movies anymore where the cavalry chases the Indians around and shoots them up. I find it very disturbing, mostly because we know now that all of the things, not all, many of the things that the Indians were charged with...
You only find out.
All right, who's
were
watching TV?
Were not true. The Indians didn't do a lot of the things that they were accused of doing, and it was for the convenience of the expanding corporate interests that they made bad guys out of them so they could get them out of the way, get their tribes out of the way for whatever it was they were trying to do,
grab their land.
Yeah.
It was all land grabs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what offends me more than anything else, and isn't the case of, oh, you guys are always tearing America down, my country right or wrong. Clearly, we were wrong. We, whoever it was that did whatever they did. Now, you can turn it back around. I find it annoying that some who come back to us, that is those who are residents and citizens of America today, who want us to pay for things that were done by our ancestors. I don't buy that at all. I didn't make the decision. So why should I have to pay you? You weren't a party to it either. Why am I going to cough up money because somebody that was an ancestor of yours was screwed by somebody who was an ancestor of mine? Does that make any sense at all to anybody?
No.
No.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So we've managed to get people thinking already. That's a good thing. Roberta is the queen of whatever. This has spoiled my whole attitude toward the Queen of Sheep. This discussion, because as we were talking yesterday, if you didn't hear us, we were discussing the advertising agency's feeling about the label of Roberta's report, Queen of Sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it because they think it sounds
cheap.
Cheap.
They don't want the word cheap.
Cheap.
They don't want to be associated with cheap.
So we're trying to figure out what to call it.
The Queen of Inexpensive.
I would like to actually ask Ken a question, and I love Ken, so this is going to be a
fun one. Wait a minute.
Can I ask Ken a question?
Don't be prefacing it, because nobody believes that. If you say something,
believe it. Ken, do I not love you? You can tell.
I totally love you. Ken.
You didn't have to say that. You could just ask the question.
Yesterday, there was an internal email floating around in regards to the Queen of Cheap that said, we've been branding this segment for years. I don't think we should change the name just because cheap offends one advertiser. Now, Ken, if that's the case with the Redskins, why would we do that? Cheap and Redskin are derogatory terms. I think you should want to change the name of the Queen of Cheap.
I think we should be the Queen of Cheap Redskins.
Cheap doesn't refer to an ethnicity.
No, it doesn't.
No, but it's a derogatory term.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't refer to an ethnicity.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does.
There's a whole race of cheapos.
Oh, right. You mean
and I'm proud of it.
No, it isn't even that. It's not you. There is this anecdotal feeling among many people that the Hebrew tribes, that word goes
away. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
You're just hearing me talk about it. I didn't say that I'm using it. You know as well as I do. What the heck? What are you going to run away from that for?
Because it's a derogatory
story. Of course it is. It's horrible. But that doesn't keep people who are ignorant from using it. So maybe I'm making your argument for you, in a sense, as I think it through. There are all kinds of these things that exist in the mind of people who have minor minds. So do we ignore it? Do we accommodate it? Do we find someplace in the middle?
The word cheap wasn't used initially to describe any particular ethnic group of people.
If you grew up in South Boston, it did.
but the word cheap came before South Boston.
cheap.
I think we could go.
Cheap.
This is a long walk down a short pier.
The birds used it. Cheap.
There are, by the way, there are 24 comments on the Facebook page for suggestions about the kind of cheap.
Oh, what are they?
Oh,
come on,
excellent.
Let's hear them. I want
to
hear them.
The cheap Redskins.
All right, you guys, quiet. I want
Nathan
to hear these.
Says, how about the Bargain Babe?
Bargain Babe. All right, write these down.
Bargain Babe.
Says
they're written down.
The Goddess of Good Deals.
Yeah.
I like Goddess. Goddess is good.
Janine says the Frugal Fairy.
Okay, keep going.
Loretta says the Frugal Queen.
No, I like that.
And there are a lot of people who don't want it changed.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do tomorrow.
If we change it, I like the Goddess of Good Deals.
Here's what tomorrow, Kenny, the poll tomorrow. All right? Poll tomorrow comes up with four options. Bargain Babe, Goddess of Good Deals, Frugal Fairy, or Keep It the Way It Is. All right? So we'll go by what the audience wants us to do. That makes sense?
Sure.
Majority rules. So if you think that the Queen of Cheap should say, you'll vote tomorrow on our poll. Today's
poll. Do I have
poll,
a final say?
No.
Audience, no.
Audience has final
my
say.
My name.
Audience has final say. 888-302-3684.
This is like a research group, Roberta. Free research group.
The poll today, by the way, focuses on the movie Captain Phillips, which did well this past weekend, the Tom Hanks movie about the captain who managed, or at least according to the movie, kind of make it right with the Somalia pirates or to win the day. People who are on the crew apparently say the movie is, excuse me, to put it nicely, not accurate. So we've asked on the poll today, does it bother you that the movie Captain Phillips might not be very accurate? A, yes, it's Hollywood pushing an agenda. B, a bit, but most movies aren't very accurate. C, no, that's just showbiz. D, I don't know what the movie Captain Phillips is all about. So those of you who have seen it, you may want to weigh in, or you may, if you know the story, want to weigh in. There are a lot of people, thousands of people every day that take the poll at DougStephan.com. Yesterday we asked, what do you think about churches offering drive-through prayer services? Well, listen to this. 32% said, I feel sad for people who do that. 29% said, it's awful. I'd never attend a church that did that. 18% said it's a stunt, won't last. 16% said, interesting idea. I might try it when I'm pressed for time on the weekend. And 5% said, what a great idea. this could get me to go back to church. God is everywhere is my approach to it. So what difference does it make whether inside the church, outside the church, down the street? I mean, it's, but, you know, we all have different ideas of stuff. So there we have three or four different poll ideas. So tomorrow you can weigh in on what to call the Queen of Cheap, who will come along in a matter of moments. All right, so Bob wants to have a word on this. Bob's listening to KTSM. All right, Bob.
I think she ought to be called the Good Deal Diva.
I like
all right.
that.
All right, so Good put that in diva. The poll tomorrow.
I like that.
Good. We'll try that on the poll tomorrow. Good Deal Diva. All right. Good man, Bob. Thanks for your input. 888-302-3684. Roberta brings us whatever the heck this report is called in a moment here on Good Day.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
She's the queen of cheap. The diva of toaster time.
Yes.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
The good deal diva. Is here with the things that you need to know about saving money today.
Okay, let's start with eHarmony. This one's for you, Jen. 73% off a 12-month subscription. Let's find you a man. It's got to find Jen a man. So 73% off eHarmony. And another one just for Jen. 7 free country iTunes downloads. Now, I don't know any of these people. Chris Young, the band Perry. Pistol Annie's.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, Charlie Warsham, Steve Warner, Danielle Bradbury. I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, Danielle Bradbury won The Voice last year.
Oh, okay. Well, it's free. It's on iTunes.
Good
we
one.
Tell you how to get it at DougStephan.com. Staples, you can get a free case, an entire case of copy paper. And we tell you how to get a free 10-ream case of paper absolutely free from a Staples. It's normally a $50 value. Walgreens, 40% off all photo cards. If you're one of those people, annoying people, should I add, that gives out photo cards at Christmas time, you know, with a picture of the family on it, a little
you
note about
annoying?
Everything the family's done for the year. That is so annoying. You can get 40% off now if you want to start doing them at Walgreens. And Amazon, if you haven't gotten your Halloween costume yet for you or your kid, 50% off Halloween costumes. And if you check off Amazon Prime, you can get it free through Amazon Mom or Amazon Student. Shipping is free. All at the Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com.
While you're there, check out Phil Lippert's Supermarket Guru Tips as well. 21 after at your service on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Harmony.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is the Doug Goodday program with a slice from The Voice last night. More yelling and screaming. Oh, my God. Listen to this. Turn it up. Don't turn it up too much, though, Mike. What is the matter with these people?
Oh, my God.
Can't they find something that is... shut it off. Good God, what a horrible... What garbage.
Whose team was that?
Christine is Amber Nicole and... Tamara Joy.
They go for it on Team Christina.
And Amber was the one who won. Let's find, see if we can find something that has some merit. From Team Blake, here's Shelby Z and Justin Chain. Don't you want to stay? No, this is reasonable. Anyway, on The Voice, they pick their teams and they put two members of the team together and eliminate one. The team leader has to be the decider as to who stays and who goes, right, Jennifer?
Yes, that's how it goes.
All right, so we like this. Crank it up a little bit. Don't you want to stay? Tell me the story of this song.
This is a Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson duet.
Okay.
Which is why I think it works as a duet here.
Yeah. So Shelby,
she's got a nice voice,
is the one who won here. Yeah, not bad. All right, at least this is listenable. My God.
Are you okay?
God, no. That was not so much. Okay, the story today at DougStephan.com focuses on the real-life crew members and what they have to say about Captain Phillips, the movie. Here to sort of discuss and debate that situation is Todd, who's down in Florida. Todd, welcome to Good Day. Thanks for the call. How are you doing?
I'm good, Doug.
All right, so what do you know about this movie?
Well, first of all, I'm a retired Navy personnel. I was in the SEALs for 16 years, and I knew some of the team members were actually on that mission to rescue Captain Phillips.
Yes.
And from what I've heard, when I talked to him about it, and I have talked to him about it, that movie's not even close to being accurate. It's all mostly right. Hollywood glamorizing everything.
So is that a bad thing in and of itself?
It's not a bad thing if they would portray this, not portray it as an actual song that actually happens, like they're doing in the media right now.
So, but that's not the movie's fault. It's the fault of the news media as they report on it for getting the story wrong.
Exactly. And I can tell you this, a lot of my other brethren that I served with, they won't see the movie either. And another problem that I have is that whenever I served, what we did it in the background. Most we never talked about it. People didn't know about it. But now all of a sudden it's so glamorous and all these missions are being released. It just goes against everything that I was trained and learned. And
here's here's the story behind that, Todd. The people who are running the government are so ineffective and so insecure, they have to find something to justify their existence as being in power. So they take these circumstances, and you're right. By the way, what did you think of the movie Zero Dark Thirty?
I didn't see that either.
That's a movie, you know, that was a movie about getting Ben Laden.
Yeah. Ben Laden.
I don't know too much about that because I didn't know too many of the people on that particular mission. There was one or two that was on the support side I knew, but I didn't know the actual shooters on the mission, so I can't really comment on that. Yeah. But so I know I didn't want to see it. I didn't see it.
You were a SEAL for how long?
16 of my 20 years in the Navy.
How much training did you get to become a SEAL?
Well, we're always training. It's nonstop, but just this training alone is over a year before you even put on the tridents.
Mm-hmm. And how much action do you see or members of these special elite forces? How much actual time in danger do they serve?
We've all seen our fair share and then some, put it that way.
Really? But it's not predictable. Oh, you go places and nobody knows. I think going back to what you said a few minutes ago, and what probably is the right way of doing this, instead of everybody knowing everything about this, we should know nothing. We shouldn't even know that there's a SEAL Team 6. We shouldn't even know that these people are doing what they're doing. I mean, it takes away from the urgency of, or the need for having them. And also, I don't know, it cheapens it somehow. But it's more political hoo-ha because, again, as I said before, they're all looking to take credit for something they had nothing to do with. And that's really, I find that extraordinarily annoying. Todd, thanks for your call. Enlightening. 28 after, this is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet once full of life and energy slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in an excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you as a good pet guardian to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein. Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to the...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Going our way. Our way includes the direction of Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, and Doug Steffen, the Dudley Steffen family, with another great American day on Good Day, following important stories, the things that people want to know more about or get themselves connected to. There's a report out today that suggests those of you or those of us who fly a lot are not imagining the fact that the seats are getting tighter and closer together. Major airlines, American, Delta, United, will tell you that they have, they really are on to giving those of you who want to pay $25 more a lot of legroom.
But guess who suffers?
Exactly. Those who are sitting behind us?
Yeah.
You're screwed.
That extra legroom didn't just come from outer space. It's got to come from somewhere.
So, anyway, the complaint has been filed with the FAA, or whoever has been trying to say the FAA, about the people who are too heavy, not being able to pay for their seat. And now, apparently, there's a class action lawsuit. And that is being some smart lawyer somewhere figured, okay, let's go get all the airlines who are squeezing people that are bigger. And it's not just about the people who are overweight. There are a lot of people who are tall, 6'3". My son's 6'3". He can't get into a seat. Mm-hmm. There are people that are 6'4", 6'5". What do they do unless they pay more money? And isn't that discriminatory? Isn't that? I mean, we've been talking off and on here in this hour about discrimination and people who are getting it stuck to them. What's more, what's a better example of it than this? My son's not responsible for being 6'3". I guess I am, or his mother was, wherever it came from. But so he gets into a plane, can't afford to spend another $25 because he already spent $300 for the ticket. And guess what? He can't fit in the seat.
You're out of luck.
Mm-hmm. He pushes against the seat. And let's say that somebody sitting in the seat in front of him puts the seat back.
Oh, boy.
And then they get their they're back up against his knees, and he's trying to move and get out, and then they come give him a dirty look. Why are you doing?
I think the worst flight that I was ever on, it was an Aer Lingus flight going to Ireland with my mom, and there was such little legroom, and this is a long-distance flight, big plane, but there was such little legroom that they actually, before they served dinner, made an announcement asking everybody to put their seats up before people ate them. Actually had room to put the tray table down. That's pretty bad when they're making that announcement.
Yeah. Well,
but you can make the same argument for people who are overweight and don't fit into the airline seats.
Well, that's what I said. But,
you know, but Doug's saying at least you could control that. You can't control your height.
Well, some people can control it and other people can't.
What, their height?
Well, no, their weight.
I'm not talking about weight. We're talking about people who are tall. Yeah, I put the weight aside.
It's in the same category. Anybody outside of, you know, what's considered to be average weight and height.
Why should those people who are too tall to fit in the seats pay extra? It's not their fault that they're taller. It may be somebody's fault.
For a lot of people, it's not their fault that they're obese.
This is like talking to myself.
Anybody who's outside the norm.
Well, but some people who are heavier, in most cases, have a choice. People who are taller do not.
Yes, they can. They can cut their feet off.
Okay, good.
Roberta.
Yeah, take off a good 6 inches right away.
302-3684. Let's see. What else have we got here? The lady who was... let me see here. I'm trying to understand, actually, this story of Mary Daniel. She crossed the line and probably had her leg blown off.
Hmm.
And was, you know, that's pretty serious. She became a victim. But the news media here in Boston has been filled for a change with something good. She has, since April, had her leg restored or somehow or other through rehab and putting on a prosthesis, has been noted as one of the stronger survivors in the situation after that bombing on Patriots Day. And so the reason I bring it to the surface is because it's a good example of how people can take something that's a calamity and turn it around and make something good out of it. And if there's any need to do that, I suppose maybe now is the time, because there are so many different and difficult things that we have to face all the time. Some people do well with them, and some people do not. This lady did well with it. Her name, again, is Mary Daniel, and she's been touted as one of the examples of people, and there are a number of them, dozens of them, in fact, who were seriously hurt, whether they were actually in the race. Not too many people that were racers got hurt. Mostly the people that were standing in front of that building and around that building were the ones that got hurt. And because of the way the bombs were placed, some people lost both their legs, some people lost arms, some people had serious damage done to various parts of their body. But this lady wants to go back and race again. And there is who is the guy, Oscar, what's his face, Pretorius, is that his name?
Yeah, the Blade Runner. Right. He's in jail right now, he can't race.
I know, but that aside, that was a pretty good example of somebody who could, you don't think of it in those terms. Okay, you lose your legs, how are you going to run?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like many other things. If you are put in a position where you have to, or you feel strongly about surviving in a particular way with quality in your life, then this is a really strong consideration. I think the guy, any of these people, are to be congratulated. Good for them. All right, time now for news from the Big K.
Kmart?
No, Kardashian.
Oh dear.
So Kim Kardashian, Jennifer, has been showing off her body because she got back into shape. Her daughter's name is North, born in June, all of the foolishness that went with it. And now here I am paying attention to it, only because there seems to be, once again, a lot of news from the K side of things. Kris Kardashian, now no longer Kris Jenner. She's quickly changed her name back. And one of her friends said she has a hole in her heart.
That's not her friend. Her sister said that.
Oh, is that her sister?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, her sister, Karen, told Star Magazine that Bruce is the nicest guy, but that her sister has a hole in her heart. She said Chris was unfaithful to Bruce and has admitted to cheating. She said, quote, "It's so funny because I could never see a guy cheating on her. She's so powerful. I do not believe that Bruce ever cheated on Chris, and I don't think he ever will if they stayed together. Bruce will find someone else if they split, but I guarantee you Chris will find someone in 2 days. I promise."
Really?
So, I mean, this always paints, it always looks like Kris Jenner's a little cold. It's always the, it seems like what's being painted always when
her,
you hear about
well,
her.
Well, look at her eyes, there's no soul there. Look into pictures, the other day I was looking at her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look into eyes like that, there's some people, when you look in their eyes, they really have something like your eyes, Jennifer. The comment that was made the other day when we were together in Los Angeles, the fellow looking into your eyes and saw something. I have had people in my life, you look into their eyes and you can really see something. It's dramatic with some people. I don't know about, I was thinking about Roberta's eyes and looking into your eyes. And I don't mean this, this is not a slam. I don't see anything when I look into your eyes except your eyes. I don't see plus and I don't see minus.
Who, my eyes?
Yeah, right. That's not,
you're kidding.
Don't be offended. Are you offended that I said that? Of course she is.
So you just see a blank slate. You don't see poker eyes.
But no, with some people, here's the way I...
Polka.
They're,
polka. Polka
when you look
eyes.
Into somebody's eyes, you can see to their soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you heard that expression.
Yes.
And I don't see your soul. Isn't it? Maybe I just am not... there are some people who can read people differently.
Maybe she doesn't want her soul to be seen.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the ability to do that. Yeah. Well, you can't do anything
also,
about
no,
that.
Don't forget, I'm
like
from New York.
Tall.
We're from New York. You
right.
know, from New York, and we have a let's put it this way, it's an art to try to maintain yourself within a huge crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way of doing it.
Okay, you sold me on that. Alec Baldwin is in the middle of another feud. He went off on
shocking
billionaire Arpad Buson, who's the boyfriend of Uma Thurman.
Uma and Arpad.
Right. Uma and Arpad. Arpad said that Alec was only a TV star during an interview about his new production company. He's a pockmarked toady who hops from yacht to yacht and bed to bed. So when some bloated little toad like Buson labels me a certain way, I say to myself, consider the source.
Wow.
That was an article. It was in TV Guide. So, and again, the only reason that I send some of these, it's kind of like a break in the action when you're talking about all these other things. We just need something silly or stupid.
It's a breather.
Yeah, right, to get a focus on something else. There is a interesting book that's come out about presidents and their diaries. Apparently, this book, Overview, somehow has gotten a hold of diaries, because presidents all keep diaries. At the end of the day, they write down what they've done, and they're supposed to be in the public domain. I don't know that anybody's ever looked at them before. This book looks at the life of presidents like William Howard Taft, who was in the White House from 1909 to 1913. And remember him, he was known for his girth, very big guy. He was a 300-pounder. But he tried to control it, back to sort of what we were talking about before with height and weight. Interesting, this popped up here on my radar screen, because Taft tried a lot of things to do you know, what he could about losing weight, and it appeared that his body wasn't able to do as much as you might like, or he might have liked. So wasn't he the one that drowned in the bathtub? Who drowned? Was that William Henry Harris? Who drowned in the bathtub?
He didn't drown, he just got stuck.
He got stuck in the bathtub. Thank you, Michael. All right. So
that's horrible. Is that true?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because of his girth, he got stuck in the bathtub.
The White House bathtub was not big enough.
And he died in the bathtub?
I don't remember.
No, they got him out.
Yeah, they got him out.
I thought you said he died in the
bathtub. No, but there was another person who died.
Like, I'd never heard that before.
Bathtub.
Yeah.
Stuck in the bathtub, you can get out. That's okay.
Yeah. This is a visualization.
You just rewrote history for me for a second.
15 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer has her television report in just a few moments here on Good Day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey, Jennifer, did you see the report about NBC trying to bring back Remington Steele?
I did, actually. And you know what's really funny?
Mm-hmm.
It's in today's TV report.
Is it?
Yeah. So, Doug, NBC is looking to bring back Remington Steele.
Really?
Yeah. What? According to Deadline.com, NBC has given the go-ahead for a reboot of the 80s series. This time, though, it'll be a half-hour comedy. The original starred, you know, Stephanie Zimbalist, or however you say it, is Laura Holt, and Pierce Brosnan was in it. Well, now the new series will follow Olivia Holt, the daughter of Remington and Laura, as she reopens the famous Remington Steele Detective Agency.
Really?
Yeah. How about that? How about them apples?
Mm.
All right, so let's talk about The View. Dougie and I last week were talking about how The View just didn't quite sound like it was clicking. Well, apparently we were right. We're not the only ones. Reports are that Jenny McCarthy not doing so well on The View. Raider Online is reporting that her job is in jeopardy because she's become very unpopular with the viewers. ABC has begun doing deep research on her work, and the initial findings are the viewers want to tune her out the second she opens her mouth. The data has even revealed that she is far more off-putting than Elizabeth Hasselbeck. And
I never thought she was off-putting. I used to say she was vapid.
You did all the time.
But then, not all the time, and then I changed my mind.
Like every day we would talk about it. You say Elizabeth is vapid.
But that was right before I changed my mind.
But then you changed your mind.
I did.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Now, also
Jenny McCarthy and I are Facebook friends now.
Yeah, that's great. I actually think that they need to give her more than a couple weeks because, you know, it takes a while to kind of vibe.
Barbara doesn't seem to be too hot for her.
No, Barbara doesn't. In fact, she scolded her on air yesterday when they were talking about Miley Cyrus. There was an interview with Miley in which she was quoted as saying, "With magazines, with movies, it's always weird when things are targeted for young people, yet they're driven by people that are like 40 years old. It can't be like this 70-year-old Jewish man that doesn't leave his desk all day telling me what the clubs want to hear." Jenny went on to comment on that, saying, I'll tell you, I'd listen to anyone who's Jewish. They know how to make some money. Barbara Walters called her anti-Semitic and was not amused by that comment.
Is Barbara Walters Jewish? I don't know.
I don't know. I think so, maybe. Yeah. She said to someone who's Jewish, it sounds a little anti-Semitic.
Okay. Kind of like what I said an hour or so ago. The wrong ears. 51 after on Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Here we are at 53 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where they focus on some of the new technology, some of the ways of making money, crowdfunding, that sort of thing. Every week, we like to make sure that you are kept up to date on how Americans are raising money for new projects and businesses. Everybody from savvy entrepreneurs to the parks and rec managers of sites raising money online with crowdfunding. Here's Mike Hayes to tell you how to get the money you need.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm Mike Hayes, your small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter. Today I've got some exciting news for small business owners and anybody who wants to learn about achieving crowdfunding success. Dave Cassino is the founder and CEO of a free-to-use website, thunderclap.com, which will amplify your message online through social media. The lightning bolt for Thunderclap first struck David as he was walking past a gathering in New York City.
The speaker would talk, and everyone with an earshot would repeat what they were saying verbatim, and everyone behind them would repeat it, and the speaker's message would travel throughout the park, solely powered on people's voices. And, you know, as I walked past the park and witnessed this, I stopped dead in my tracks and was sort of, you know, kind of mesmerized by the whole thing. And, you know, it dawned on me, there's no way to do this online on social media. There's no way to take a message and have people rally behind it and amplify it beyond just, you know, sort of, you know, one voice speaking into an echo chamber. And so that's how Thunderclap was born. You know, as an engineer, I went home at night and built a prototype and started working on it. And then shortly after that, I teamed up with an incubator here in New York City to develop it into more of a full-fledged product. The idea is that anyone with the message can get it out to a mass audience. You know, in the old days, you have to, you know, hopefully get some press written about you or, you know, your thing would go viral, you know, inherently. But there's no real way to get people to rally behind you and help you amplify it. And, you know, before crowdfunding, if you had a cool idea, what would you do? You know, you'd go to your friends and family and ask them for money, and, you know, maybe you could put up a website or a landing page asking for money, but there was no real, you know, mechanic to going beyond your immediate audience. There's no way it could, you know, someone could support something and then they could invite more people and it could kind of go out through concentric rings. Seeing what happened with that for money, for raising capital, there was no real way to do that for getting a message out there. And so the vision is to allow anyone with an important message the ability to reach the largest possible audience and to really make that message be heard. It has two elements to it. One is sort of the grassroots component. So it's you and your friends and your friends of friends and the possibility of it kind of just naturally, you know, extending throughout the world. But then there's also the opportunity for people that are influencers in the community. And occasionally an influencer will jump in and lend their, you know, very large social media audience to that thunderclap. So it's, you know, publicity I always see in the past as, you know, something that was sort of mass market. It would just, you know, go out through a channel and hit a ton of people. Whereas this has that element, but it also has the grassroots element. And it, you know, it kind of balances the authenticity of grassroots with the power of, you know, sort of mass market.
How does Thunderclap either blend or how could it work as pre-crowdfunding to help build up that momentum for a crowdfunding campaign?
Yeah, Mike, I mean, you spoke to this earlier. It's, you know, the planning that goes into crowdfunding before you launch is really where, you know, you make or break it. And we never really set out to be a pre-crowdfunding tool, but it just sort of happened, you know, organically where people that were running their Kickstarters and Indiegogo campaigns started to use Thunderclap to build up that initial buzz and to, you know, test the waters for their idea. If they can't get people to, you know, donate a tweet, you know, are they actually going to donate money? So it's a good way to filter ideas, but it's also a good way to build buzz prior to a crowdfunding campaign. And the fact that you can synchronize when the messages go out. So let's say you're going to launch your campaign on December 1st. I think people found utility in being able to synchronize timeline of when those messages were dispatched. So we never really sought out to do it, but people just started picking it up as a tool to sort of do the pre-crowdfunding that you mentioned. And I believe Indiegogo wrote a blog post about Thunderclap and how it was one of the tools you could use. And they started promoting it, and it's sort of taken off organically. I mean, people are using it for such, you know, for politics, for causes, for promoting, you know, a product or service, for just getting out, you know, a fun message around fandom, like Major League Baseball is using it. So it really is all over the map, and not just in different verticals, but in different countries. Our second biggest market is the UK. There's tons of people running Thunderclaps there. Australia is big. And as we're adding more languages, we're seeing activity in South America and across the world. So it just happens when it happens. It's the timeline's not up to us. It's up to the campaign organizer and what their objectives are as to when the thunderclaps actually go out.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit startupsinaction.com. I'm Mike Hayes, your crowdfunding intelligence reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.